And welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there for listening. Make sure you guys go to SeanGreenShow.com. That's SeanGreenShow.com. All the latest news, interviews, podcasts, and all that good stuff is at SeanGreenShow.com. You also catch me on WGNPlus.com. That's WGNPlus.com. Thanks to the Tribune Company for that. Also, if you want to stalk me on Facebook, you can. It's Sean Green Show Media on Facebook. And on Twitter, it's at Sean Green Show. A lot of stuff thrown at you. Today is Thursday. You know what that means. Eric Davis, managing editor at Movies.com and contributing editor at Fandango.com, joins us right now to talk what's going on in the latest in entertainment and news. What's going on, brother?
What's going on, man?
All right. So first and foremost, all right, Aquaman finally has a director. And everybody's all like up in arms about it. James Wan, do you think this is the right choice for James Wan to be directing Aquaman?
Yeah, I mean, James Wan, I think people need to sort of. I think he's a really good director. First of all, he's the guy that did Furious 7. So James Wan, backing up a little bit on James Wan, he was known for horror movies. So James Wan is the guy that like created Saw. He did the Insidious movie. So he did all these really sort of groundbreaking horror movies, and then he decided to move over to action, and Furious 7 was sort of that first move over to action. And I feel like Aquaman, just going by the poster, we don't know much about Aquaman yet. We know he's played by Jason Momoa. We kind of know what he looks like. There's that poster, there's that picture of him. He's going to have a cameo in the Batman vs. Superman movie, but he's looking kind of dark and weird and crazy. So I think that I would hope that Aquaman would kind of blend both of, like, James Wan's sensibilities in the horror world, in the action world, and sort of, you know, and kind of blend those two together. So I actually think he's a good choice. And, I mean, everything James Wan touches pretty much turns to gold. So I think that that's another reason why they wanted him to direct Aquaman. So, yeah, definitely an interesting choice. Also, DC may have wanted to snatch him before Marvel snatched him for one of their movies.
Right.
So yeah, you know, I definitely think he's a hot director right now, and it makes complete sense, and I'm curious to see what he does.
All right, great on that front. All right, let's talk Sister Act, the remake. Why? I just want to know why they need a remake of this.
Well, I mean, you got to remember the first Sister Act grossed $231 million worldwide, which if you adjusted that for inflation would be like $400 million today. And any comedy that does that big a business is destined for either a sequel or a remake. So that's why you're getting Sister Act. And you also have to understand we're living in a time where sort of religiously infused movies are a big deal and are big tickets, and people are going to see them. So I think studios are trying to find the best way for crossover, sort of how can we make a religiously themed movie that's also very accessible for everyone, not just people who are interested in religiously themed movies. And Sister Act seems like it's ripe for that kind of movie. So it definitely does make sense. You know, Sister Act is the kind of film where it's so known for Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to see who fills her shoes in this one. But yeah, you know, I definitely think it's an opportunity for a young up-and-coming comedian of color to get this role. And I think that, yes, you might be rolling your eyes over Sister Act, but, you know, when you think of it that way, it's like, yeah, you know, maybe this is a chance for someone to get a really great opportunity to become a big star because, you know, this might be a big major role for them wrapped inside a brand that people already are very familiar with. So I think it could be a good thing, you know.
Yeah, you never know. You never know. Yeah. Now, no, I can't let you go without finding out what I need you to see this weekend. So what do we got on the table here?
Really funny comedies. There's Entourage. And it's funny, over the last few days, I feel like everyone I've seen has been like, have you seen Entourage yet? Have you seen Entourage yet? People are so interested in Entourage. It's blowing my mind. The show's been over 4 years. Of course, this is an HBO series. It's about the goings-on of a bunch of friends who sort of are in Hollywood and all revolve around one friend, this guy Vincent Chase, played by Adrien Grenier, who's a big actor and superstar. You know, I think if you're a fan of the show, and this is basically an extended episode, but a really good episode of Entourage. So think of it along that way. You know, this isn't a horrible episode. This is a really strong episode of Entourage. If you're not into the show, I don't know. You know, I mean, a lot of people go to see Entourage because they like to sort of live vicariously through the characters. They feel like it's their ticket to an exclusive Hollywood party that they've never been invited to. So, you know, people like Entourage for those reasons. It's interesting. I call it Sex in the City for bros. But I feel like Entourage is the better date night. I feel like more women would be interested in seeing Entourage than men would be interested in seeing Sex in the City. So, yeah, great date night movie. You know, fun, flashy, sexy, Hollywood, kind of lots of cameos. Think along those lines. Melissa McCarthy's Spy is really, really funny.
Really?
This is Spy is probably the first, like, you know, LOL, like, crazy comedy of the summer. Really funny comedy. This is Melissa McCarthy re-teaming with director Paul Feig, who did Bridesmaids and The Heat. And when those two get together, they just, I don't know, that everything they do just is so, so good. So, yeah, and also some great great other performances. Jason Statham is in it, and he's really good and really funny. But, yeah, definitely, if you're looking to just, you know, get laugh so hard that your belly's aching, Spy is the movie to go see.
All right, and there you have it. Eric Davis, managing editor at Movies.com and contributing editor at Fandango.com. You can also follow Eric Davis on Twitter. It's at Eric Davis. It's E-R-I-K Davis if you want to check him out on Twitter. Make sure you guys check out Entourage and make sure you check out Spy. I'm definitely going to check out both of these movies this weekend because I am a fan of both. I'm a fan of Entourage and I'm definitely a fan of Jason Statham and I want to see him in a comedy. I want to laugh my butt off. So thanks again, Eric Davis, for joining us and we'll be back right after this.